on the phase on the days that elaborates on the machlokas of Yudah and the Chachamim and the question of Yudah posed to the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that Lamal Mechafam is Pasol, and Rabbi Yehuda holds his Kasher, and Rabbi Yehuda tells the story of Hilni Amalka, whose sukkah was Lamal Me'asim Rama, and she was visited by great Tamil Chachamim. Nobody commented on it. So you see, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's kasher l'mal mi'asrin. The Chachamim say not a raya because she's patim in a sukkah. Therefore, they had no need to say anything. Okay, Rabbi Vega had the ha'ara. What about the brachos? That was a side question. And Rabbi Yehuda challenges the Chachamim again. He says, but she had seven sons, and everything she did was up to Chachamim. Explains the Gemara. What is Rabbi Yehuda trying to say? She had seven sons. Knew maybe they were ketanim, so they put them in a sukkah, but from seven sons, you had to have some that were, at least one of them would have been higia l'chinuch in the tzarchu imo. And if you tell me she's not makbid on the drabbanan, but she is makbid on drabbanan. That was Rabbi Yehuda's challenge to the Chacham. Meanwhile, we got into a discussion, which is again a shas inyan, the inyan of chinuch, first of all for the mother. Pashtus, it's mashma here that the mother is chayiv in chinuch, that's in fact shitas rashi, as we noted, mar chagiga. However, the Tosi Shanim, quoted by Kibbe Eger here, seems to say otherwise. And then how do you deal with our sugya? So we spoke out the stipler. There's two inyanim in chinuch according to Tosis. There's the mitzvah of the parent, maybe only the father. There's the mitzvah of the child. And the issue here is that she'd want her child to fulfill the mitzvah. That was one inyan. The other inyan that, again, not going to go over everything. The other inyan was the Ritva, who proves in this Gemara that when you do chinuch for the child, it has to be done kedasu kedin. And that's why you can't say, well, as long as there's some shell of a mitzvah, even if it's not technically a fulfillment, it's good enough. No, you see that it will be pasul a sukkah, then you wouldn't have chinuch either. And he says it because other people apparently thought otherwise. We noted that there is, in fact, a machokes benogei alachem on the first day, if you can have a child be yotze, so to speak, chinuch, if it's only Shaul, and if some Rishonim, and the Mishabur quoted both Shitas, some Rishonim say that it's okay. So, Chora, how do you square that with what the Ritva brought from our Gemara? We had a Pashta Chiluk, right? Pashta Chiluk is that this is different. This Tzul of Amal Michaf is the etzem part of the mitzvah. So, if you don't have a Sukkah Kshera, then you don't have Chinuch either. Masha'inkein, it's true that Lachem is Ma'ake, but that's a new din. That's not the chefs of the mitzvah, that's halacha. It has to be lachem. L'masha, the Ritva says that kol zayin b'migdash doesn't need lachem. It needs other things, like has to be, can't be yavesh, and so on. In terms of the chefs of the mitzvah, that applies all 7 days in migdash, just like the first day everywhere. But lachem is only a special halacha by the first day. So you could say similar thing in terms of a katan, that would be good enough for chinuch, even if it's not lachem. So, Mashiach and Agamah is different. Ad kadei kach that you wonder why the Ritva felt it's a raya here. How do you extrapolate from here to other things? Okay, yes, what would be the raya? But that was a svar that we suggested. This is also a very big topic. Question, Shimon?
I'm just curious about in the Ritva, what was the example you gave about the child in Yom Kippur?
So what he mentioned over there was, he mentioned the Gemara in Erevin, that the Gemara is done over there, do you need a kos for Shachianu? Or can you say Shachianu even not a kos, even a fil b'shuk? This, of course, our practice on Yom Kippur night when you can't eat or drink. So we make a Shachianu after Kol Nidre, and we don't have any kos. So the Gemara discusses a possibility. Maybe you do need a kos. What about Yom Kippur? So maybe give it to Katan to drink. And Moshe says, no, asil misvach. If he does that, he'll start being drawn after that. He says, when he gets older, he'll also drink on Yom Kippur. So you see that giving a child for chinuch a mitzvah that's not performed appropriately according to halacha can lead to problems later on. And the whole idea of chinuch is that the child should continue in that path, and if he's doing something which is not quite right, he'll assume that was okay. That's why I thought it was the Ritva's intention in the pasuk he quoted from Mishlei, chinuch anar pidarko. What do you see over there? It has to be a kahalacha, because it says at the end of the pasuk, gam ki yaskin lo yosem imena, that he'll continue on that path. So that's exactly the point. The whole inyan of chinuch is to enable the child to continue on the path, and you have to make sure. You can't say, well, as long as it's sort of okay, he feels good, he's excited, he's enthusiastic, so really it's not exactly a perfect mitzvah, but for chinuch purposes it's enough. No, he's going to continue on this path. It has to be exactly what the mitzvah is. Possibly this could connect, and this I'll take a question Yitzchak in a second, this could connect to the chakira, we said is machokis mashin tosis, where the chinuch is a mitzvah on the child itself. It's din rabbanan, but is the halacha that the child is mechuyimit rabbanan? That's tosis shita and brachas memches. Or Rashi shita is that chinuch is only a mitzvah on the parent, according to Rashi's mother and the father, but there's no mitzvah be'etzem on the child. So you could argue that if it's about the child's mitzvah, then just like an adult has a mitzvah with halachos, has to be exactly according to this is how you yod say. So the chacham imposed on the child the mitzvah exactly what the gadol is chayv. Masha'en ken. Again, it's not muchrach, but you could say that if you hold that the whole mitzvah chinuch is really not about the child himself being chayv, it's on the parents being mechanech, so then you could perhaps suggest that as long as they give them some basic idea of what they're doing, and the mechanech them to feel a comfort level with the mitzvah, familiar with the mitzvah, so even if it's not exactly perfectly kahalacha, that's still sufficient in terms of the parents having the mechanech the child. So the child's mitzvah, then I hear more that it should be done properly. Again, these are possible trees that I think Achronim want to suggest. None of this is really muchrach. You could obviously tie in either direction, the other side, but perhaps that could also be relevant. Okay, that was basically just simply framing the braisa, Yitzchak.
Yes, this case by Yom Kippur of the Katan drinking the host, why don't we use that same exact story by another simple of the minute by the 9 days by Havdalah that the Katan drinks? So wouldn't this be a riot that's a bad thing?
Yeah, so there's a difference because, first of all, this is eating Yom Kippur, drinking Yom Kippur, and that's not the same Chomer Ha'isr, it's a Minhag. It's, again, you know, it's not the same. So I would say that point is well taken. You fun, you give it to a child. But obviously it's a chalik between the instances. Yeah. Okay, but let's go back to the where do we get into this? Why is this brought in? This Meisivei? Gemara is driving at something. We just discussed earlier various shitas, with three shitas that were mentioned, that each one wants to limit the machlokas in the Mishnah to a particular case, as opposed to another case where there's no machlokas, even the chachamim our moda that it's kasher l'mal meyasir. We had Rav Oshia who wanted to say that the Mishnah is discussing only case of what? Of fanos that are ein magir suschach. Otherwise, if magir suschach, everyone says a kasher because shelter ve'ena, that went with Rabba. We had Rav Huna who limits the case of Mishnah to a minimum sukkah size, namely, or a sukkah of what? A sukkah of dalet al dalet. Mashenkin, if it's wider than Dalet al Dalet, then Chacham would agree, and the reason for that would be with Rav Zeira, because if the problem is only because you're not going to get sale from the Schach, but if it's wider, at a Malam Yesim, you're not going to get sale from the Schach, or from the Tfanas, but if it's wider than Dalet al Dalet, then the assumption is you will have some sale from the Schach, that's why Chacham would agree. And Rav Chanan, who limits the Machokas to the case of Zayin al Zayin, Machzekas Rogrush and Shachano, more than that would be kasher. Why Rashi doesn't know? Tosi suggested the reason why, because the psul would be based in what's lo kachad, what's not like anybody, but really there's a reason. The reason is that the problem is it's not a sukkah, it's a chicken coop. Okay, either way, we have here three ways to understand that the Mishnah is limiting itself to a certain case. Other than that would be kasher l'kuliyama. So now the Gemara is using this discussion of Yudna Chachamim to come back to that discussion of before. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, 3 months in the Baden, Bishlama, Lamanda Amar, Bishain Fanas Magir Slischach Machokas. We understand very well, according to Rabbi Shaya, who limits the Machokas to where the Tfanas don't reach the Schach, and that's where the Chamin would passel the Sukkah, Malmichah. So I understand why the discussion here with Hilni Amalka is relevant to this Machokas, because obviously, that's a typical case of a malka with a sukkah that has ear. Darka, so malka leishib sukkah she'en fans magiz l'schach. That would be typically the type of sukkah that she would be in, that they would have walls that would not reach the top. Mishama vira, because that leaves extra space. Ruach says Rashi shu sholit ba mipnei achom, and that's something that the comfort of having the avir would be something that would be expected in the case of Hilni Amalka. B'seder. However, effective Gemara Elamanda Amar Besukah Ketana Machlokes. Now, Lechora Besukah Ketana Machlokes would go with who? With Gut Rav Huna and Rav Chanan, right? Each one was talking Besukah Ketana. What? So in the maskana, what?
It could be saying it,
right, the Gemara was thinking, could we say that the machokis is behechshe sukkah, but then where it's doche? No, it could be that the behechshe sukkah is still limited to Zion, but it's still a sukkah ketana. But from Zion al Zion trachim till Dalet Amos is where machokis. Once you get beyond Dalet, it would be different. It would be, Chacham would agree, but it's still a sukkah ketana relative to anything beyond Dalet Amos. So Gemara is not necessarily thinking about the two. Sukkah tana, meaning a limited size sukkah. Zayin al zayin, dalet al dalet. Leaving aside what would be less, according to Madam Dalet Dalet Ravuna, what would be less than dalet dalet. Meanwhile, it's a sukkah tana. Be it zayin al zayin, be it dalet dalet, because more than that, there's no machokas. So that's called sukkah tana. So that the question is obvious. As Rashi says, Madam sukkah tana pligi, avo begdol afir rabbanu modu. So the question is, v'chidaka shol malka leisha be sukkah tana. I mean, would it be the norm for Hilni Amalka to be in such a small sukkah? Why is it not normal? Rashi says, she obviously has her assistants and her servants and so on. So it wouldn't be cramped together. Obviously, you have to have a bigger space. So therefore, there's no machlokes. If it's a bigger sukkah, the chachamim agree. So what's the either coming to prove his shita from the case that anyway the chachamim would agree with? So that's the pshat in the Gemara's kash. And for the Gemara, Amar Rabba Baravada. The case is of a sukkah that is comprised of different sections, and therefore, if it's different sections, so you have now what, different sukkahs. If you have different sukkahs, so then you could have the malka in one, and that's a small size sukkah. Say dalet al dalet. Let's go to Avuna now, and you could have the other sections for the Sharsim, and that they're available. They're nearby. But meanwhile, it's only a small sukkah. Each one is its own sukkah. How does that help? It comes out, but it is a machokes. Why is it a machokes? So it would be a machokes because the sukkah is only dalet al dalet. Because the other one is another sukkah. And what's the problem of the sukkah dalet al dalet? Which sheet are we thinking about? One that says it's only dalet al dalet and not more. Who is that? That's Rav Zeira. And what was Rav Zeira's problem? That you're not getting the tzel from the schach. But if you have here a schach that's covering all the different compartments of the sukkahs. Each sukkah is a compartment. So is the tzel from the tfanos? It's what, well, Maisa, we said, if something wadah dalet al dalet, you are getting tzel from the schach, right? Now, the Maisa, the schach is one schach that's going across all these various sukkahs that have compartments. So now let's look at one individual sukkah. Are you getting tzel from the schach? The chari you are, no? Because after all, the Maisa, good, you have compartments inside, you have walls inside. But the Maisa, you have here a spread of schach that is overhanging what, a larger area of dalet al dalet. So without a kasha, what am I missing here in this kasha? So why is there a problem with chal here? Since you have a sukkah right next to it, where the schach extends to, so lemaisa, the schach is giving shade even in the individual sukkah. Yeah.
So the walls, the self and the walls will reach together. So you can maybe say the same thing that
the wall is going to take. The wall is going to make it. But you're not getting itself in the schach.
You get
the schach right next to it. It's, so between the what? But the schach. But the answer is the schach is not. You have to have it from this sukkah. If each sukkah is a separate, distinct sukkah, it's pashut. I'm just spelling it out. Each sukkah, then there's like Ashtaros Kanayim. In other words, you're getting schach. You're getting sale because the other schach is also helping. But that's the other sukkah. That's not going to help me for this sukkah. This sukkah is not providing its schach. It's not providing the tzel. Because this sukkah is distinct from the other one. The walls create a separate sukkah for each dalet al dalet. And therefore, you don't have a valid sukkah here. Because of the other sukkah next to it, you now technically can have tzel, but that's not coming from this sukkah. Yeah?
And what about Rabba?
Rabba's not going. We're going now. The Kokashi was according to the Mandama Dalet al Dalet versus more. That's it. So let's see. Let's just follow in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what's the case? So you have various sections within a sukkah. In fact, the Gemara, but Vaiter, Vachidaka, Shalmaka, Leisha, Besukkah, Suri, Ketonis, Ketonios. It's also not typical for Malka to be that way. Why? So before Rashi said because of her Misharsin. I think it was Mordechai when you asked me Chora. So what's the kasha now? The Misharsin could be in the other compartments that they could just come right over. Her beck and call. What's the more asking? Originally the kasha was v'chidaka shemalka. Rashi says because of her servants. The Gemara says, okay, we have separate compartments. No, so in fact, the Gemara, v'chidaka shemalka leisha besukah sui kitonius kitonius. What's the kasha now? Also because of the misharsin. The misharsin should be because of her. I mean, Rashi does the same thing now, but it's presumably the same kasha. What?
Is it clear that this Rashi is going on the first v'chidaka shemalka?
I mean, maybe the Rashi is talking going in before.
Or maybe it's for both.
It's not clear.
Why would
that be? No, so if they have them, if you have, what's the kasha of the Gemara? The Mishasim have to be with her. So what, they're right next door? Not good enough. What's the Gemara going to say anyway? The Gemara say she's there because it's news. So then they could be next door. The Gemara was asking initially because why should they be Ramesh by her? That's the kasha. They should be right there. She's a queen. What should she have to knock on the wall? They should come in from the next, from the other side of the wall. That's the kasha. They should be right there. So what's my answer? Which means Suk, Rashi says Sukkah Gedola Lebnei Mitzibasa. There's a big sukkah for all her entourage. The Kitonius Kitana Betocha. Within that is a smaller section which has its own wall separated. And that's good news. And that becomes its own sukkah, and that's smaller shir. That's a shir, let's say, of Dalal Dal. Vehi bikitonius yasva. And she was there because that gives her dignity, that she's there inside in her special room. Vafagav de psula, and this is the point of Yudah's argument, that the ayis pasul, ich pasulan, this is what the Chacham are going to say back to Yudah, the ishap turmna sukkah. And now we have to know what Yudah's saying, and that's someone's going to go on and say, that what's the debate here about with the children. But just understand this back and forth in the Gemara. So the Gemara first said, Ketonius, Ketonius. In fact, the Gemara, but why would she be in a sukkah of Ketonius? What does that mean? What is that kash? Again, you have the Rashi. It's hard to know which Vechidaka Rashi was going on. It could be on both. It could be on the first. It could be the second. But if it's really the same kasha, so that what was the kasha exactly? So the Sharsim should have to be with her. And what if they're mamish right on the other side of the wall? No good. That's what someone's asking me in the morning. No, could be, yeah. Like they shouldn't they be right there? So what's the terrace of the Gemara? Yeah, but no, it's news. So that's to the contrary. It's not a problem. They'll come when she needs them, but she, meanwhile, has her own private chamber. That's also fine. Well, Tzvichel, right? I'm not sure exactly how to frame it, but the Gemara had a follow-up kasha. And then the Gemara gave the terrace, so Tzvichel, Nitzvichel, Ketonius, Sheba. No, I'm listening. What do you think? Yeah.
Maybe based on the Rashi explaining what Ketonius Sheba is, you could maybe see what the problem was. Is it Sukkah Gedola Lebnei
Mitzibasa?
So now Ketonius, you solved the problem of her not being with the Narset and Jerusalem, but maybe it's a stretch, but she has often lots of guests. I think someone said that.
She has
parties and things like that. And even though there's enough room for all the for her and her servants to be close to each other, there still isn't like a grand.
Yeah, here, I think what you're saying is like this. The thing is, it works with the words very well. What you're saying is, originally the Gemara was saying that you have literally, let's say, separate compartments. Not that it's a big room and then there's a little corner of that room which is its own. So that's, and the Gemara says, that's strange. So why would a Malka be like, they could just come right away. But no, it's just not normal that she should be, separate. Why? They should be right by her, or maybe because you can't entertain and stuff like that. But you're saying, wait, I'm not going to talk now. The Rabbana read in a second about the children. But the Gemara answers no. The answer is that you have a big sukkah, and the big sukkah has a corner little room which is its own sukkah. So now there's clearly enough room for, we'll see about the children with Rashi in a second, but the children and the Misharsin, and she has a privacy in the corner of that big sukkah room. So now you do have a big space. And more, so the problem originally was that there has to be a big room, right?
Things are No.
She's in a small room, which is within the big room. So right outside her small room, you have the big room. The big ballroom is right outside her little room. The ballroom, the sukkah, but with the ballroom size. And then you have we'll have to see what that size is exactly, but it has to be a size that fits the machokas. And then you have, her room. I mean, the big room can be very big. Her room is exactly how it fits everybody or who's with her. That's in the corner of that big ballroom, you have her little room. Yeah.
At every point in the Gemara, we somehow have to figure out how the Rabbanim are going to work out. You know, this story with Hilani Amalka is not being a problem for them. So if you assume that by Kitonis, that there is no bigger sukkah associated with it, and it's just
right.
these small compartments,
right.
then there's no way to deal with the Rabbanim. Because assuming that there's a big sukkah right next to it, then you can always just answer for the Rabbanim with the same kibta they made in the last case. And just say, okay, the kids are sitting in the Ma'aliyah, and then she's sitting in the Kitonis. But once you say that there's no sukkah right next to it...
So what did the Gemara think in answering initially? What did the Gemara think about the Rabbanim initially?
Right, what did they think
about why is the Gemara have asked another kasha instead of saying chidakas? Maybe it's a more pashta kasha, chidakas or malka. Could have asked you a kasha too.
But the Gemara was assuming the ukimta of the Rabbanim already. Meaning, it was like, we said it by the last case because that was already the maskana of the Gemara. But at every point...
You're saying there could have been no other way to explain the machlokes until we got to this point right now, saying that it was a big sukkah with a small room in the corner.
Right, you need that in every
You need it anyway. So okay, it's in the chanami, but the Gemara got to it by asking it the way the Gemara asked it, chidak or shamalka. It's also a relevant kasha. You're saying anyway, I have to get...
But to answer, I'm just saying, to answer the flow of the Gemara and the way that we're answering right now, and to say that it had to be that when the Gemara suggested Kitonis Kitonios, that there was no big sukkah right next to it.
That's what sounds like.
Right, but that, if you want to deal with the Gemara that way, well, now you've lost the Rabbanon's...
Yeah, right.
Why
so
can't you say that when Kitonios, her Kitonios, was Dalla, and the one right next door was 5x5. And the other one was 5x5. Why are all the Kitonios the exact same size?
If it's 5x5...
No, because then the kids are in the 5x5 right next to her, and they're in a kosher sukkah.
But then...
Eventually you're going to say right now is that there was obviously a big sukkah, and then in the corner of the big sukkah there was a small sukkah where she was. The Gemara's original kasha was like, why would she be in a sukkah that's just sliced into small sukkahs? Gemara says, no, really, you had to have a big sukkah. That's where she entertained. That's where she had, but she had her little room in the corner, which was its own sukkah. Let's see. So what does the Gemara do with this? The Gemara says, Mishum hachi lam abdabar. So therefore, the chachamim, therefore they didn't say anything. Why? Because she's pater, and so what she had is not, it could be possible, but so what? But what is the shaila? Rabbanan sabi, banebis sukkah, yahavi yasvi. The children were in the big sukkah, the iyu yasvi, the kitonius. Mishum sniyus, as we just said. So she had her private sukkah, but with anyway, only her, mishum achilam odavar. So the Chachamim felt that the children were in the bigger area, right outside her small chamber sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, but now Gabbai Yasvi, and nevertheless, even though the children were with her, Befilachil Amaladav, and yet they said nothing, which proves Rabbi Yehuda's shita that Lamal Mechaf is kash. The machokis is where were the children? How to work it out? That's what she's going to do for us in terms of working that the children could have been in her little sukkah. But that's the machokas, where the children with her, the children were in the outer area. Yeah, value. Yeah.
So the Gemara's only come after the answer of Kitonios Shabbat to answer for the Rabbanan according to Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Bar Chana.
Good, you're asking good. The Pnei Yeshua, a few people came with his kasha. I saw Pnei Yeshua by your kasha. According to Rav Hoshaya, where we started. So everything is good, right? The Nalka sits in the sukkah that the walls don't reach the schach. So then we understand why Yehuda is coming to bring a ride to the Chacham, and what a Chacham hold. But where does that lead the Machokis? So what's the Chacham's response to Yehuda? The Gemara leaves that hanging. Yes, he tries to say, Kimta, it's a Derechik, I don't know, you look at it, if Yeshua asks your Kash. Maybe others in the stem also ask, if Yeshua asks the Kash. Yeah.
Can you do the
question? Since there were two Sukkahs there too, Sukkah Gdos, Tan, he wants to see something similar to this. Yeah.
Can you view the Chidash of Shalmaka as a question of like Kavod? It's not Kavod for a queen to have such a small sukkah. And they say, no, really, it's a big sukkah that's Kavod. And they say, no, but even then, that's not like
Okay, but again, Rashi says the point. You mean the Yom Pshat? You know, the words of the Gemara don't say what it is.
Yeah.
So what's the Gemara saying? Because it's Tznius, Samar, because it's Tznius, then it's okay.
That's how I initially read it without looking at Rashi, just the way the words sound.
Yeah, but you see that. No, but the Gemara doesn't say Tznius as the Chiddush. The Gemara just says it afterwards with the Chacham. It knows. L'nifa Gatonis Shabbat is the answer. Gemara's not machadish. Oh, it's okay because it's Tznius. Gemara's mashma. No, it really was a big sukkah. But there was a small room in the back which was its own sukkah for her. That's really the parrot. Gemara's conceding the point. You have to have a big area here. You're right. Malka would settle for nothing less than that. So that seems to be the parrot. The Tznius is just, okay, so now you can figure out that she could have her own room for Tznius. But the Gemara's machadish, the point of Tznius. It's not in the Gemara. The Gemara just says why the Chachamim felt that she'd be in the back because of Tznius.
And it wouldn't be necessarily that the Tznius is a fish shoulder. You could just say that, well, there really was a big circle, like you said, that it's coveting. Like the side point, that's just, like, it doesn't have to be.
Okay, I hear. Yeah.
Is it possible the Ritva also has a Gnaya Kasha?
Take a look, let's see. He wants it for Rosh, maybe?
Yeah, he makes a simple kippah just in the same way the Gemara does on Maskana. Umaisi Raya Sheikh Shera.
That's possible.
That's talking about the
Rabbi Yoshia. Yeah.
Because
Rabbi Yoshia
said that the
Sukkah
Ma'ase Yasva.
Yeah. So what's he
meaning?
There was a good sukkah. There was a good sukkah.
Right,
I think pretty sure it's something like that too. There was a good sukkah there. Yeah. He does see. That's the address. Let's see Rashi. Rashi brings in a whole Indian here with the Cheshbon. Rashi says Rabbi Yehuda Sava. So why is Rabbi Yehuda feel he has a raya? Because he assumed that the children were next to her. And we said before that, and she would be in a sukkah which would be the problematic sukkah for the Chachamim. Because she was in a small sukkah that had the minimum shear. Now what is that minimum shear that is be a machokas? So we had Rav Huna, and we have Rav Chana. So Rav Huna would say Daud al Dalet. Okay, so you have Daud al Dalet, you can imagine Hilni Amalka and seven children. But if the minimum sukkah that we're dealing with, that there is a machlokas, that beyond that there'd be no machlokas, all would agree, is Zayin Tfachim by Zayin Tfachim, so Rashi has the obvious question, how are you going to fit the mother and seven children in a space of Zayin Tfachim by Zayin Tfachim? That's the big problem. The Yim Toma, Rav Chanan Demuki Pukta B'Shein Machzekes Ela, Kidei Rosho V'Ruba V'Shulchan. So Hacha, Kiven D'Banera Gaboh Gaboh, the children were with her. Have you a gedolah? So in order to accommodate her and the seven children, you're already going beyond Zayin Tfachim, Zayin Tfachim. Because you have the mother and seven children. And now if it's gedolah, then umodu barabana. So now the chum would anyway be maskim that it's kosher, and then umayraya shirab Yehuda. Right? Question is obvious. So how would Rav Chanan work out that Rav Yehuda could be proving like his own shita if the sukkah has to obviously be bigger then Zayin Tfachim Zayin Tfachim, in which case Chacham would agree. Yishlom, as Rashi starts by bringing an answer which he doesn't like. He says, Yishlom ad shulchan betocha sukkah gdola haisa. So we take out the shulchan. The shulchan was what? Was in the big sukkah, the big area, not the small ketoni sukkah in the corner. Ubanaha ala shulchan hayu yoshvin. What's ala shulchan meaning? Next to. Meaning, where are the children? In the little small sukkah where she is, but next to the shulchan. But the shulchan was actually in the big sukkah, in the big area. And what? How were the children there? Roshan v'ruban, their head and most of their body. V'lo kimisubin hay. Now here's a whole shaila in the girsa. Lo kimisubin hay. V'lo kiskufin. That's one girsa, and the other girsa is. Ella Kiskubin. Which one sounds better for us? Ella. In other words, Rashi is trying to say they were not lying. They were erect. And then it can work out. You can get them in. Once you get the Shulchan out, you can get them. That's what Rashi brings us one answer. What would be the other gear? Well, no. It would be the locust Kiskubin. You would to put that in.
What were they?
The locust Kiskubin.
What were they doing?
I don't know.
But not fully.
Fully. Maisa, Rashi doesn't like any of this. Rashi says, V'li nera devade Rav Chana kasha. The truth is, there's no answer for Rav Chana. It doesn't work. You're not going to be able to find in a kimta for Rav Yehuda that the children were with her, seven children with her, and fit it within only Zayin Tfachim and Zayin Tfachim. There's no way. But it doesn't bother the Gemara, because anyway Rav Chana is not mainstream. V'haiti rutsag Rav Hunahu. The whole territory of the Gemara here, working it out, is for Rav Huna. V'chein ikr. That's for sure correct. The Shir Rosha Verubo Aminu Kaman De Eno Zayin Tfachim. The EF Shir Lishiva Banim Bishiva Tfachim. So Rashi Uchor is Lishitasa. The Ritva makes this clear here as well. Because Rashi, when the Gemara initially mentioned Rav Chanan, Rashi says, the Gemara says, Lo Kechad. Rashi says, the time of Rav Chanan, Lo Yediyah. Like it doesn't. So what did the Gemara mean by saying Lo Kechad? The Ritva explains, basically it doesn't really add up, doesn't really work. So Gemara is not Mesiachis to Rav Chanan, really. Just like you said it, but the Gemara is basically saying it doesn't sound correct. So Melo, when the Gemara here is working out the Machokas, the Gemara doesn't have to accommodate Rav Chanan Shita, because the Gemara pretty much already said that he's not, the Shita doesn't seem to work out. This is what Rashi does. Tosus, on the other hand, and this is Bukhar also with Shitaso, Tosus feels that we have to figure out Rav Chanan, because Tosus gave an explanation of Rav Chanan before. The Gemara didn't mean that we don't understand him. Tosus supplied a reason, just didn't work with the three reasons that we had in Beis Hamidrash. So when we get to our Gemara, Tosus feels we have to give a legitimate answer. So Tosus, lo nitzvecha. Okay, Tony Shabba. Masha dochat bekuntris l'Rav Chanan bar Rabba ma raya l'Rav Yehuda ha'if shel shiva banim b'shiva tfachim la pirchi, not such a problem at all. Why? How are we going to accommodate the mother and seven children in a sukkah that's considered Zayin Tfachim by Zayin Tfachim? The Dilma Aruka Tuva. Maybe in one direction it was very long. Ava lo haisa rechava, and here you have two girsos. Let's read it this way. Lo haisa rechava shiva tfachim, the other girsa is Ella shiva tfachim. We'll see. Lo haisa rechava, let's read it now, Ella, because this is a rush hat also. Lo haisa rechava Ella shiva tfachim. So it was with seven tfachim, and it was long, many, many tfachim. So now you can accommodate everybody because it was very long. So that's the gears of Tosus Arash. That's what the Magen Avraham, the Taz, also feel the gears should be. As well as Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz as well. So what comes out of Tosus Teretz? Something important to note. In other words, what is the sheer sukkah that there's a machlokis about, according to Rav Chanan? Zayin Tfachim by Zayin Tfachim. Once you exceed that, then Chacham agree. But for Tosus, Shiva Tfachim, Shiva Tfachim can even include a case like this. Shiva Tfachim in one direction and more than Shiva in the other direction. That's also part of the limited case that they argue about.
So I say Zion,
Zion. No, Tosus needs to be Aruka Tuba to accommodate the children. But Leitzer Rechav Ella Zion. In other words, as long as the Rochav is Zayin, it's still considered the Sukkah Tana that the Machokas will be revolving around. Now, how does that work? Why should that be?
No, so he's saying it doesn't make sense.
The Lashon? 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 What?
But doesn't the
Gemara
say Zion?
It associates
Rosh Hashanah
with Zion.
No, this is called Zion. In other words, in order to be considered more, it has to be more than Zion in both the Orach and the Rochav. In order to say that Chum would agree, according to Chana Barava, in order that Chum should agree, it has to become more than Zayin Tvachim, Bein Ba'orach Be'beruch. That's what comes out of the Girsa Ella, that's what comes out of Tosa Rush, Tosa Be'el Peretz. If it's Zayin Tvachim in one or the other, even if the other dimension is longer, that's all part of the case that's in Machok. So why should that follow? So let's now plug it in. Chore has to go back to Tosas before. What was the reason why the Chachamim pasul according to Rav Chanan? Losh HaTanagolim. The fact that it's narrow in its dimensions and tall. So that psul, Losh HaTanagolim, for Tosus would apply even if one dimension is long. It'd be 10, 20 tefachim in one direction. But if the other one is only Zayin, and its height is more than 20, that's also Losh HaTanagolim. There's no other way to navigate this. That's what you see in Tosus. That the Psul Losh HaTanagolim is still existing if you have not exceeded Zayin Tfachim in both dimensions, length and width. So therefore, Tosis has a perfect solution. This would be a case of a sukkah that is in dispute. The chum would pass, so based on which the Tanagolim, because it's only Zion in one direction, you haven't exceeded Zion in both directions. Now, this is, again, this is, why wouldn't Rashi accept such a solution? Chari can say, obviously, why? Because Rashi didn't know b'chra the reason for Avchanan. So, if you don't know the reason, so we'll just take it at face value. So what did he say? We don't understand it, but what did he say? That the machokis is Zion al Zion. Once you go and change the dimensions, even one or the other, so that's what he says is no machokis. Why it should matter, I don't know. But Mehechet said that you have to change it both in both directions. So for Rashi, the solution that Tosis is providing is non-existent. Because Rashi doesn't know Pshat and Rachanan, so therefore, once you change anything in the Zayin HaZayin, you've already had the Chachamim agreeing. Why it should matter, I don't know. But Tosus, who gave the reason of Lusha Tana Golem, now you could argue that the Lusha Tana Golem is still a problem if it's only Zayin Tfachit in one or the other direction. This is what comes out of the Girsa of, again, of what we're saying from the Tazim Magen Avram, and what it seems in the Tosa Rush. Lush and Tosa Rush. Mashinutchek Rashi Lil Rav Chanan Mayraya Maisi La Pirchi De Dilma Arika Tuva Avalohaisa Rochba Elazayin Ubanabosa Rochaviasi. Clear Elazayin. Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz is a little bit more. He says, Tema Kimishim Banel Etzla Kochim Habik Tonus Rabbicha Mishavit Fachin. The Kasha Rav Chanan Yeshua Madvarim Chanan Kasha the Rav Tanu Polik. Okay, that's like Rashi. But he clearly says what we just said now without saying the words Lusha Tana Golem. That which Rav Chanan says that they're not arguing when you have more than Zayin al Zayin, wrote Shalomar. This that the Chachamim would be molded is only if you exceed Zion in both directions. So therefore it's still a problem, Sukkah. We add it. So Mefurish in Tosa Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosa Rush, like the Girsa Samagin Avram, that Loisa Ella Zayin. Avram?
Just want to clarify, since the Gemara earlier on was said, they said the reason, the name of the size is fitting a person in this Shulchan, so that obviously can't be 7 by 50. So the Tosfos say that, like, really there, that the Gemara is talking about 7 by 7, but if you extend the logic of, like, why there's a 7 by 7, it will go further. But he has to fit into the words earlier that size wasn't just one size 7. It had to have been 7 by 7 because that's rule of Shulchan.
Again, what are you trying to address here?
I'm just saying, when the Gemara earlier on mentioned that the Machloket, according to Rukhanan, was only in the size of Rule of Shulchan. So that couldn't have been only one size Shiva, because then that's more than enough for you and your Shulchan.
That's
you have a Sukkah that's 7 by 100.
Ah.
That's much larger.
Ah, Machzekes. He meant, so what did he mean? He meant, no.
He has to agree that there was 7 by 100.
But that would be the minimum.
No. That is the minimum shear, which is Zayin by Zayin. Once you exceed that, meaning, it's a way of saying Zayin al Zayin. Now, you go beyond that means both directions.
Because the Gemara says, Eino Machloket Ella,
But that's just a way of a code to the Shir. In other words, by saying Machzek, it's really saying Zayin from Zayin Fach.
That, in a way, still problematic. Because Zayin al Zayin means seven width, seven height. Not seven hours, seven height, seven length. Meaning they both exist at the same time. Now we're interpreting Zayin al Zayin, which really means that at the same time, the width and the length are Zayin al Zayin.
Yeah.
Really, that in either one of them are Zayin al Zayin, which is a little difficult in the Lashon.
Okay, that's why you have to say somehow that it. Right. You have to translate. Now, second, two means Zayin al Zayin. I hear it. I hear it. The Bach had a different, went with the Girsa that we have in front of us. And then he brings us to an interesting inyan. This is a shaila as follows. His girsa was Rahaisa Rechava Shivat Fachim. Now, what are the implications of this? And then everyone asks him about the Maghrebam, the Taz, they all ask Kashas about, but what is the inyan that relates to this question? Seemingly, there's an inyan, a shaila by Mezuzah, Machogis Ram and the Rush. The Shir, we'll see Vaiter in the Amud and Amid Beis, the Shir bias for many halachas, like this is Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. But Sukkah, it's a Shaila, that if it's Shir's Dalet Al Dalet Amos, or Zayin Fachim, that there's a Machokas. But by other Yanim, Shir bias is Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. Does that mean that you have to have what's called Yachal Rabeya? Would Yachal Rabeya be, does it have to be Dalet and Dalet, or can it be the area, the square area that would be the same as Dalet al Dalet? Let's say it wouldn't be 4 by 4 Amos. Let's say it would be 3 by 6, which is square, 18 square Amos, right? Yes. Dalet al Dalet is 16. So you have, you could create that area, you could have strips that would be the equivalent of Dalet al Dalet. Would that be enough to Mukhaev the Mezuzah? That's a Machokis Rishon. Now that's by Mezuzah. So, good. Now, let's ask the same question when it comes to Sukkah. Let's go with the shear of Machzekas Rosh HaVishulchanah, which is Zayin Tfach by Zayin Tfach. Does that mean that you have to have Zayin Tfachim Orech, Zayin Tfachim Rochel, Mamish? You have to have at least Zayin Tfachim in each direction. Or, as long as you have a square area of 49 Tfachim, so let's say you have 6 by, I don't know what would be more than 49, 6 by 9, 6 by 9, 6 by 10. It's also kashya. That's a big shayla. Now, the Bach, in this gear, being Goris and Tosis, La'isa Bechava Shiva, and we're talking about something which would be a Sukkah Kshera, right? Except for the potential problem of being a Malami Meyesra. So what are the implications of the Bach's Girsa? To say that Lohisa Bechava Shiva is to assume that it's it can be valid as a Sukkah even if I don't have actually Zayin Tfachim in one of the directions. That's what comes out of the Bach. And Faket, according to the Taz and the Magen Avraham, Tosis, you see the opposite. Tosis would be saying it had to be Zayin. Because what? Because you have to have at least Zion in both directions. Now, the Magen Avraham asks Kashas and Taz asks Kashas on the Bach. Seemingly, one of the Kashas that they both ask is, why did Tos have to say L'haisa v'chava shivat fachim? What's wrong with saying it was shivat fachim? Why would Tos have needed to make it less than Zion?
Because then
you can't go above 40. So this is the thing. So there's really another kasha in this. In this kasha, there's really another kasha, more fundamental. This has to be a sukkah that would be in dispute more than Zayin al Zayin Chum agree. So now figure out what would happen here. How do you solve the problem? Because all you're going to do is you're going to try to change the dimensions in such a way that it's not Zion in one direction. But you can't exceed the sheer Zion of Zion. So you're going to have to find a way that whatever you're going to do with the length and the width, it's going to be no more than the same area of what would be Zion Tfachim or Zion Tfachim. What?
Can't be less either.
Right, then it'll be Pasul. And if it's more, then Chamar agreeing. So then it's a Machokas, and there's nothing to prove. So like, again, the machlokas is only by Zayin al Zayin. More than that, Chachamim agree. Now, if you tell me Zayin al Zayin can be even translating into the potential of converting it to the amount of area of Zayin al Zayin, then you're going to have to find the case of Tosus to be that even if you change the Orach and the Rochev, but it's going to have to be no more than that. So then what is Tosus gain? So again, you're not going to fit them in.
Why? Because if you're sitting like Rashi, and you're sitting where you're sitting at the sukkah, as long as it's very long,
if it's long,
you don't need much width. If you can make it very long, and everyone's sitting 7 people, all you need is like maybe four tefachim this way, then what would...
By changing the dimensions, you can keep the area, and you can still accommodate.
If you keep the area and you make it long, and all you need is Rosh HaMeruba, and the rest of your legs are outside...
I hear it. Maybe that's what the Bach will learn. No, Ezra.
And the Chachamim will still say that it's puzzle. Sorry, the Chachamim will still be holy because they'll say, we're only going to be Modis if it's Sheva al Sheva. And that's it. Meaning, you could even exceed the area. But
you're saying that if you don't have Zion, if you don't have Zion, then you can it's still considered a Sukkot Kana. You mean if you haven't gotten to Zion, it's all Bechal and Machoket.
Yeah, and so therefore the original Girsat Tosfos without Ella were two
person. You say that's what the Bach will hold. The Bach will hold that you can exceed the area if you don't have Zion. I hear what you're trying to say. It could be that maybe that's what you have to look into it. That could be what the Bach. But these are the kashas. These are the two issues. Again, the Tosef Rashi, Tosef Ben Peretz clearly go with the pshat that the Magen Avraham and the Taz suggesting. V'lois v'chava elishiva. Yeah, and then you come out that it remained, that it's already, it's still considered to be a sukkah tana if you haven't exceeded Zion in both directions. Right? And according to the Bach, that the Girs is v'chava shiva, so then you have to end up assuming that this possibility of creating the area, that's enough for the sukkah to be kosher. But you also maybe have to say either somehow that you still have the 49, but you can accommodate more because you changed the shape, what you're saying, or maybe what you're saying possibly that if you haven't gotten to Zion in one, then it's all considered a sukkah tana. You have to think about that. Yeah. Yes.
In the Bach, Shadim Tosfos, how does he learn out what the significance of Machatzelis, Arbo, Masha, Makaras, who said that why is that the four to Masha, then that, which on Tezayim, teaches us that seven tefachim is a minimum. So if you go lower, then why is that four and a Masha significant?
You think what you said, according to the story that we just said right now?
According to the area, yeah, according to the Bach. It would be considered a minimum.
Why should it be totally in the area you're saying? No, because that's nice.
If you say it's all in the area, and you can have a wall less than six tefachim long, then why is that? Then that value is not significant at all.
I think you're asking also, the Gemara talks about the third wall, where to put it. So one of the sheep that says you put it within a certain distance, that you now you have your shear dolphin of Zion. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Where is the shear dolphin of Zion according to the Bach? Mm-hmm. That's a kasha. According to the Bach, there's no halach of shear dolphin of Zion. It's halach of area. And from that Gemara is mashma that you want to create, with the din lovin, whatever, now you create the shear Zion. Yeah. Where's the halach of the shear Zion according to the Bach? It's just halach. So maybe it comes out according to the Bach, you have to say there is some chatchila maybe of having Zion. Maybe, but they could also be good if you do it a different way. Okay, I want to read this Tosfos very quickly, and then we'll try to go back to tomorrow. We have only a few days still. Shana and Kippur, so we'll do the Tosfos quickly in the bottom. And Abban Bachamishim Amma. So Tosfos wonders, Rabbi Yehuda says, Abban Bachamishim. Why does he say Abban and Chamishim? If it's Chamishim, then obviously Abban is certainly going to be kosher. That the Gemara is not medayik, but it's sometimes medayik elsewhere. So she waited, she gets supported by the estate after her husband died, and then she gets to collect mizonos. But let's say 2-3 years pass, she's mevater, it's considered mechila. So the Gemara asked, what if they shtayim v'shalosh shanim? If she's already considered mechila after shtayim, then certainly shalosh. Similar thing, so b'vakama gabilokim in aroyim abba v'chamesh tzon abba v'chamesh gizin. So we're suspecting maybe the roet had stolen what he has. So we say up to 4 or 5 sheep or shearings, it's not suspected that he would have stolen it. So the Gemara asks, why you say abba v'chamesh? It says abba, if it says what? If it says... What? If it says Chamesh, what? Certainly Abba. If it says arba,
if it says arba, the patricians, because the guy would have known, the balabais would have known. Five, for sure, the balabais would
same thing.
Have known.
Yeah, so same thing. So the Gemara asks, "Hasam nicha?" In those cases, the havizu bein tzarach lo mazu. So there's two rules. There's something called lozu abzu, that sometimes you have the smaller chiddush and then followed by the bigger chiddush. And then you have the opposite. Zu vein tzarachom zu, you have the bigger chiddush and then the small chiddush second. So Tosfos is suggesting that what bothers the Gemara is that the dochik to say zu vein tzarachom zu. That if once you say the bigger chiddush, then why mention the small chiddush? But if you're building up and you say small chiddush followed by big chiddush, that doesn't bother the Gemara as much. So over here, Abon b'chamisha mama fits lozu abzu, so that's okay. Lozu 40, even 50. Mashek, in the other cases that the Gemara is medayik, it's the opposite. So if we raise the bigger chiddush, why mention the small chiddush? But Tosfos says still not good. Abakasha midperek benos klusim, gabi kishui. The Kama Rabbi Meir, the halacha is that when you have around the time of Leida, so the dam is not considered to be potentially dam of ziva. Normally the rule is that a woman has bleeding, so there's 7 days that she starts seeing, so 7 days she just goes to the mikveh, that's nida, and then she starts an 11-day period of ziva. Within the 11-day period of ziva, if she sees 3 days in a row, she becomes zava gedola, requires shibin akim and a carbon. That's the midoraisa. But if all this is happening under normal circumstances, if it's happening close to leida, the Torah is matir, the dam is dam tohar. So the Gemara has there, Kisha, the Kama Meir, even within a window of 40 or 50 days, it's considered that it doesn't become a dam nid, dam ziva, it's not considered the normal cheshman of the 11, it's dam that Torah is metayer. Uparach Allah, hashta chamishim, so even a window of 50 days is considered Kishui, connected to the Leda. So then 40 days, for sure. No, over there, it's a bon machamishim. So you could say that, what is a bon machamishim? Lo, zu, Abzu, so why is Gemara asking the kasha? So you see, even when it's in the order of a small chiddush followed by a bigger chiddush, the Gemara also asks the kasha. So Tosfos falls away from the first answer. Yishlomar, a different answer. The ikalishnu yehacha, you can answer here. Why here it says by machamishim ki ahi lishna de mishnah bishmefanim. Like Gemara says in Shabbos when it talks about moving things for in terms of tircha. So it says that you can mean a fana if you have to clear the area for guests, for people to come to learn. You can clear kupos, abba v'chamesh. It says you can mean a fana abba v'chamesh kupos. So why say abba v'chamesh? Kidami inshi. It's a way of saying unlimited. Four, five, etc. Kidami, like people speak. Four, five, and so on. So, but within a few tuba. So that would be the pshat here as well. So it comes out according to Tosfos, what does Abba Machamish Amma really mean?
Unlimited.
The view does machshir, however high. But that would be good by us. Obviously the halach of the kishui associated with leida is only whenever there'll be a cutoff. So there you can't say that it's going to be al derech kedami inshi. Therefore the more has the kash over there. V'chein pek b'meish. There was a gzera made that you can't go out on Shabbos with a sandal that has spiked because of a maisa shahaya there, which was on Shabbos, and it created people were killed and injured. So it says chishtayru b'dal b'chamesh. If you have a certain number of pegs, nails that are left, so then it would be dal b'chamesh. Is it considered still a sandal hamesumer? So pshita delay delo sharin on tuva. So the Gemara does ask the kasha if it says four. So why does it have to say five? If I know four is considered what? It's considered a what? That it's what? That it's mutter. What?
Mutter.
I think if it's that a styrobo, then it's considered mutter. So certainly five.
No.
No, the other way around. The other way. Who looked it up? You guys looked it up? You?
No.
Anyway, the point is the Gemara has the kasha. That it says dal waitzei chamesh, and Tosfos says al derech. What he just said, you couldn't say kedami inshi because obviously if it would be more, it would be a problem. Be more than that, be a problem. It says bedafka. So the Gemara says, so what would be the kasha dalid hashta dalid? Then certainly chamesh. So there must be what that it was a it was matir or it was aserim.
What?
Matir 4, so it's for sure will be Matir 5.
What? 5 is Mutter, then why do we need to say 4?
what, a faket. No, so then it goes. Then it's really not the lozu absu. Tosfos, isn't it the lozu absu? Hashta what?
Hashta
chamesh. That's the Gemara. So there the kasha is faket. Right. So this really would, you could have really used the other answer for this thing, no?
Yeah, no,
this you could have asked the other kind of answer. Okay, but Tosfos Rei fell away from the other answer, so he's trying to work it out with this answer. Okay. So Hashta Chamesh is Nishtayer, is going to be Kasher, it's not considered a Tzadol HaMesumer. Okay, that's probably the Cheshbon. But Dal Nibaya, so why just say Kidyami Inshi? No, Loshavi and Tuba, because it obviously has a limit. More than five would be Asher. Yeah, okay, that's probably the Cheshbon. Yeah. B'Reish Apopi, Gavim Masha Adonishto, Beiz Gimushan, Gov Suva, but Meir holds that a person could go without, keep the wife without a ksuba, and the Gemara has a kasha there, basically give a shanim. And again, you can't say what's over there.
You can't, obviously you can't give more than 3 years. It probably means 3 years.
Only up to 3 years.
So then obviously it doesn't mean more, so why does it say?
Okay, so therefore the more can have a kasha. V'od ha'asam gabiyonik tinak v'holei chafirah b'mechamesh shanim. You can nurse even 4 or 5 years. V'han yishaych u'mer mehud nefakert. No, it's a carrot. Masha, no, to the contrary. Basic Gimushanim is good, because it really means that Meir Shita there is, he doesn't have to give her, he can keep her without a ksuba, even beyond 3 years. So then we can give the answer we just gave, a field tuba. He means, he's plugging in his answer there. And so to the last case, that the child can continue to nurse, even to age 4 or 5, others say no, at a certain age, it's like a sheretz, it's not appropriate for the child to nurse. So there it's, so the bottom one comes out of Tosu said when Yehuda says Abon Bachamishim Ama, it means unlimited.